Good morning, Sower Nation. It's Tuesday. Tuesday. I love Tuesdays. Tuesday, December 30th in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm Tara Beth Leach, and this is your wake-up call. It's time to wake up. It's time to start the day, my friends. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice in it and be glad in it. Are you rejoicing? Are you rejoicing? I get it. Mornings can be hard. Tuesday, I don't know. It's just a Tuesday. Or we could see it as it's Tuesday. And this is a day where I can experience the blessings of God. This is a day that I can experience the goodness of God. You know what also is great about Tuesdays? Tacos. Do you do Taco Tuesdays? For our family, it is like almost a religious ritual. Anytime we suggest anything else for dinner, our boys like are deeply offended. What? Who does spaghetti on Tuesdays? It's always Taco Tuesday in our house. So, is it Taco Tuesday for you? Find a reason to celebrate, my friends. Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Wake up. Wake up. It's time to wake up wherever you are. I'm so excited to be with you again. This has been so fun. I'm just so grateful. This is day five where I've been able to walk with you in the morning hours or wherever you are. What a joy. Thank you for trusting me. I know that I'm a new face to so many of you, and sometimes it just takes time to trust a new face. So if you're still here, if you're still hanging with me day five, I'm grateful. And this has been a whole lot of fun and a blessing for me. I'm coming to you again from my basement. This is my basement studio that my husband built for me 5 years ago, where I do a lot of recording. I'm in Downers Grove, Illinois, just west of Chicago. And wherever you are, may Christ's light truly shine on you. So let's begin with that opening prayer of consecration. Jesus, I belong to you. Can we just pause there? What a profound statement that is. We are claimed by God. Do you understand what that means? Nothing, no one could ever take that away from you. You have been marked with the cross of Christ and sealed by the Holy Spirit. You have been claimed by God in the waters of baptism. We are a child of God. No one can take that away from you. And so let us pray, Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Oh, what a joy that we get to do that. We get to offer up ourselves to God today on this Tuesday. And we pray this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. My friends, we are talking about awakening. Awakening to those who are awakening to the power of God, awakening to our desire, awakening to trust, awakening to passion. What a privilege. And today we're going to look at Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, one of my favorite stories. Oh, Martha and Mary. I love this story. I love it. And so we're going to dig in and we are going to discover the awakening that these women went through. So we're going to look at Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Hear now the word of the Lord. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to them. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." This is the word of the Lord. I love this sweet passage. I love it. I love it. Martha is distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. I so relate to this. My family, they have a word for it. They call it rage cleaning. Every once in a while, I will just walk into the kitchen and I will start rage cleaning. I'll start hiding stuff and stuff will start disappearing. And that random drill that was sitting on the kitchen counter for 3 weeks that I passed by promising that I wouldn't move it. And now I'm hiding it under the sink because I just can't stand to see it again. And then 3 days later, my husband asks me, "Where'd you put that drill?" And I can't remember where I hid it. My husband has a phrase for it. He calls hide it, make it go away, hide it, till we find it another day. And then when we have guests and visitors, it's like I'm cleaning the baseboards. I'm suddenly like rearranging the house. I'm hanging new pictures. I'm planting new flowers as if like somehow the world is going to, when visitors come to my house, they're going to think that I have my stuff together, but I don't. And who really checks baseboards anyway? Do you check baseboards? Okay, I guess I do. I check my own baseboards. So here we've got Martha. Martha's distracted by many things. And what we see here is the difference between presence and productivity. Martha receives Jesus into her home. And what a privilege. Could you imagine having the Messiah come to your home? I don't know. I think I'd be rage cleaning too. I think I'd be in the kitchen creating a fury, trying to get everything ready. She welcomes Jesus into her home, which is beautiful. She's practicing hospitality, one of the holiest things that humans can do, the gift of hospitality. She's likely maybe the leader of the household, and she's hosting a rabbi and his followers. That's real work. But Luke says that she is stressed out. She is in the kitchen, worried about many things. She's divided. She's pulled apart, not from joy, not from the joy of wanting to be in the presence of Jesus, but maybe from a little bit more of a performance of wanting everything to be right. Have you ever been there? Divided? Distracted? Maybe not from joy, but from pressure. Maybe not from love, but from anxiety. Maybe there's just so much to do. You just came out of the Christmas season. You're going into the new year, and there's so much that you need to get done. Stopping and beholding the presence of Jesus just seems like you don't have time for that. And Mary is at Jesus' feet, which means she is taking on the posture of a disciple. And Jesus welcomes her in as a student. This is awakening. Mary is experiencing awakening. She is sitting at the feet of Jesus, hanging on to every word that Jesus has to say, wanting to learn from him, desperate to be shaped, informed by him. And Jesus is forming a community where presence with him is a privilege for all. But then Martha, I think, also gets distracted, doesn't she? She turns away from Jesus. And she voices her frustration. She voices her frustration. Why do you not care? Why are you not helping me? I've got all of these preparations to do. Do you kind of hear the echo of yesterday's storm story? Jesus, don't you care? Jesus, are you not paying attention? Jesus, do you not see the storm in this kitchen? And Jesus responds with tenderness, Martha. Martha. When Jesus says a name in scripture, it's intimate, it's compassionate, it's tender. It's like him saying, I'm with you. And then he identifies the real issue. He says, you are careful, you are troubled by many things. In other words, you're divided. And he says, you are troubled, you are distracted by many things. And he doesn't say you're sinful for serving or your soul is overloaded. But instead, he says, only one thing is needed. You don't need to be distracted by all of these things, but only one thing is needed. Only one thing is needed. And then Mary and Martha, what they do is that they embody for us what it means to move from performance to listening and presence, awakening to love of Jesus. And what's beautiful about this as well is in Martha in the kitchen, who is worried about many things, we see that following Jesus is about serving, but it's also about sitting. It's not that what she was doing in the kitchen was wrong. It's wonderful that she was extending hospitality. But it's that she was divided. She couldn't enjoy the presence of Jesus because of all the things that she was doing. We need to serve and we need to sit. But when serving becomes striving, we are missing the point. We move from abiding to burnout. But Mary understood the good part. And Jesus says that's not going to be taken away from her. So, our nation, as we approach the end of the year, maybe this year has felt like it's swirling. Maybe you have some unfinished goals. Things that you thought that you were going to do that you didn't do. Maybe you're coming out of some really difficult family dynamics and you are dreading January. Maybe you're feeling the pressure to come up with a resolution or reinvent yourselves. Maybe you're putting so much pressure that 2026 has to be so different that you were worried about many things. Jesus offers a simple path. Move to one thing. Move to one thing. And so maybe 2026, you're going to change your morning routine. Maybe before grabbing the phone, sit in the presence with God. In fact, I'd like to invite you considering the Great Morning Prayer Practice, which we're going to talk about in January. We're doing a 3-week course starting January 12th. I'm so looking forward to it. Well, I'm going to be teaching live with you, and we're going to read the book together, and we're going to talk about this morning prayer practice. But for me, beginning the day with God is one of the most important things that I can do in my Christian walk. Because instead of letting my mind be divided on news, on my email, on my phones, I sit in the presence of God. And GRATE is an acronym which stands for gratitude. I begin the day in gratitude, thanking God for all the goodness, and then I move to a time of reflection, and I allow Scripture to reflect on my life and for God to reveal anything in me that is not honoring Him. And then I move to a time of exaltation where I praise God for who God is. And then I move to a time of asking where I bring my prayers of petition to God. And then I close with trust. And I often close with trust by saying the Lord's Prayer, sometimes Psalm 23. Maybe you can start winning the morning. Before the phone, sit in the presence of God. And maybe say that prayer of consecration before your feet hit the ground. Jesus, I belong to you. This is the kind of awakening that God wants in our lives. Awakening often looks like waking up from distraction to devotion. From distraction to devotion. And so what does devotion look like for you in 2026? How can you awaken to devotion? So here's some things I want to invite you to reflect on. Maybe you can journal about this. What are the many things that are troubling you right now? What are the many things? Write them down. Name them. Name them so God can heal them. What is your one thing today? One thing that you are going to do to practice presence with Jesus. And where might you need to start serving, not out of obligation or pressure, but instead from peace, out of the joy of being able to serve? That one thing, my friends, that Mary figured out was a single-minded focus on Jesus. It wasn't that Martha was doing a bad thing by showing hospitality, but what Jesus wants is our devotion. Jesus wants our heart. Jesus wants us. This is why we pray that prayer of consecration. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my life to you. I give my heart to you. I set my mind on you. That's the kind of devotion, to seek first the kingdom of God, and all else will be added. Seek first the kingdom of God. So friends, let us close in prayer. Jesus, we pray that you would meet us in our serving and our sitting. And I pray that you would give us a single-minded focus and devotion on you. I pray that we would awaken in 2026 from distraction to devotion. May this be a year that no matter what happens, no matter what comes our way, every morning we choose to wake up and consecrate ourselves to you because we belong to you. And we allow you to set the agenda of the day. So awaken us on this day to devotion. And may the distractions, the many things that we are worried about, begin to melt away. And we live towards that one thing, a single-minded focus at your feet. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We're going to close with the great hymn, Be Thou My Vision. Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that Thou art. Thou my best thought by day or night, waking or sleeping. Thy presence, my light. Our dear friend Dan Wilt is going to guide us through that hymn because, as I said, not even my mama wants to hear me sing. No one wants to hear me sing. But I'll be joining you, worshiping with you, even though you won't be able to see me. And so sow our nations. Let's get those seeds. Let's get those seeds. And let's sow love today by serving one person with an unhurried heart. Do one act without multitasking and be fully present. I love the way one of my mentors, David Fitch, talks about it. He talks about tending to the presence of God while we are tending to the presence of the people with us. We are communicating with God. We are sitting in the presence of God while we are also in the presence of others. So be fully present with God and the people that you are with. Get out your seeds, and it's time to sow today for awakening. My friends, it's been a joy. I'm looking forward to tomorrow for the awakening. I'm Tara Beth Leach, and I'll see you on the field.
Thanks so much, Tara Beth. Today we're going to worship with the hymn, Be Thou My Vision, and we're going to sing verses 1, 3, and 4. And it's hymn number 49 in our Great Redeemer's Praise. Let's worship together. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence, my light. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou my inheritance, now and always. Thou and thou only, first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure, Thou art. High King of heaven, my victory won, may I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, still be my vision, O ruler of all. Amen. Blessings to you, and we'll see you on the field.